it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. So, we've got a speeder in town.
No.
Yes, we do.
Not in town.
In the valley?
Nope.
Somewhere in Arizona?
Somewhere in Arizona, La Paz County.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So we've got a chronic speeder who happens to be an Arizona State representative.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the Arizona State representatives in Arizona at the legislature, but we've got a bunch of wackos, man.
Yeah. If you're paying any kind of attention, you kind of got to think to yourself, there's something in the water down at the Capitol.
Yeah,
They're going nuts.
It's true. I mean, we've had Kelly Townsend. She wants to sue teachers for walking out. She's nuts. We've got Don Shooter. He's a pervert. They kicked him out.
He's running again.
Something named David Stringer says, you know, I got to tell you, just not enough white kids in Arizona schools. And then you've got this guy who's now a chronic speeder. Shame on him. His name is Alonzo Mosley.
No.
Representative.
No.
No.
No. Alonzo Mosley's from what?
Oh.
The movie Midnight Run.
Oh, he was the FBI guy.
That's it. Yeah.
Do I know you? Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
His name is Paul Mosley.
There
Representative
you go.
Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Do I know you? Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Okay, so Jeez. Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley.
Yeah.
So what does he do, 140?
No. He was doing 97 and a 55.
But
that's bad enough.
But
he's pulled over on March 27th, and he starts bragging to the cop that he's gone faster than 97 miles an hour before.
He's gone up to 140.
Yeah.
Why
would you brag about that?
Well, because he knows that he can't get a ticket.
Mm.
He knows that he can't get a ticket because there's something like written in the law that basically says what?
According to Arizona law, that you're not subject to any civil process during the session of the legislature, nor for 15 days next before the commencement of each session.
So if you get pulled over and you're speeding,
you won't get a ticket.
You don't get a ticket if you're in Arizona State Legislature.
During session, which this was.
Was it?
March 27th. But why would you brag to the officer? I do this all the time.
Because you can.
Yep. And that makes you a bag. Yep.
I got to tell you, I mean, honestly,
well,
this
guy. We
know
people like this. They brag about everything. They don't have to brag.
The hubris.
Yeah.
First of all, if he says he's going 140, he's going to kill somebody. It's just a matter of time. So he says he's this family man. Well, you're going to kill someone else's family going 140 miles an hour.
Yeah, you might survive, but you could take out a family, you know, just rolling down the highway.
Yeah. So he apologized on Facebook. I'm not really sure that counts. Does that count in this day and age? I'm sorry for those who
I
sped past and offended. Is he flipping the bird as he goes by,
too? Wait a minute.
Even if
he said, I apologize for going by.
No, I'm just thinking out loud.
Oh.
Even if he flips the bird, you can't see it. He's gone.
Right.
What was that? What was that red flash? So he apologized on Facebook. Do you really think he's sorry?
No.
Or is he sorry he got caught?
He says, my desire to get home to see my family does not justify how fast I was speeding, nor my reference to legislative immunity when being pulled over. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't have mentioned it. So I'm not buying the apology. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he does it again, unless the legislature comes up with something that, you know, amends this law or gets rid of the law.
It's a stupid law, and they shouldn't be above the law. Okay? They made a law to be above the law, and I don't like that. So Representative Republican House Speaker J.D. Mesnard, he has to come out.
Damage control.
Man, he has had to try and come out and talk about Don Shooter and David Stringer and Kelly Townsend and Alonzo Mosley.
No.
Paul Mosley.
There you go.
And so Mesnard comes out and says, basically, this guy's a dope.
He said,
that's how I read it.
Nothing short of an emergency justifies that kind of speeding, and assertions of immunity in that situation seem outside the intent. It's for people going down to the Capitol, not for you to race home to your family.
Do they have this law so they could come and vote and they wouldn't be late? this is outdated.
Or you can't,
this is ridiculous.
Or you can't stop them from voting. It's to make sure that you can't stop somebody from voting.
You know, you go that fast, you should be thrown in jail.
Well,
he's a menace to society, Mac.
If it's aggravated speeding, I mean, he could be facing a lot more charges. But the cop did not charge him.
And the cop probably did the right thing according to the law.
To the law.
All right.
But again, he was going home. He wasn't going down to the Capitol.
He's so entitled, though. These politicians are so entitled. I know that they get a lot of perks and they get a lot of this and they get a lot of that. You know, they don't care about anybody but themselves. This guy's going 140. He said he's gone up to 140. He doesn't give a crap about you, your family, or anybody. And it's just sad. It's just sad. That he has immunity to this.
And he actually brags, yeah, my car goes 140. That's what I like about it. And he smiles.
He feels like he's untouchable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the next question.
And then he tells the deputy he shouldn't waste his time writing a citation. I'm a government official. I don't need a ticket. Thank you. Please.
It's really amazing,
please.
These guys. It's really amazing. They should change the law, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, do you think, you know, voters will look at this and say, okay, when he's up for re-election, let's boot him.
No.
You don't think so?
I mean
nobody's ever heard of this guy. He's not a household
name. In Lake
Havasu
City, they have.
Well, maybe.
I mean, they elected him. But, I mean, look, Don Shooter could be re-elected. Don Shooter could pull the wool over Yuma's eyes again.
The perv?
Yes, and be re-elected. It'd be totally legal.
It would be legal.
I mean, how many? We've talked about Bill Clinton re-election.
Sure.
We could talk about Trump getting re-elected.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some things that the electorate are just saying, "Eh, I'll vote for the guy or woman anyway."
Yeah. From what we understand, this guy's been pulled over several times.
Yes, he has the NASCAR vote. That's for sure.
He's a chronic speeder.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you talk about going 140. That's insane.
Hey, I was doing 120 earlier. You should have seen me then. Are you serious?
That's what he said.
I know.
That's insane. Mm. So this Arizona state lawmaker bragging about driving 140 during a traffic stop. Listen, I don't like Republicans or Democrats. I don't like politicians. But some of these Republicans at the legislature, like Mosley and Townsend and Shooter and Stringer, they're Republicans. They're freaking crazy, man.
Yeah. I like my state representatives like I like my jams. Slow. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
God, I wish you had never said that. I wish you had never.
Like the slow jams?
I wish I could get in my DeLorean, go back to the past and tell
fast.
You, don't say that. All right, coming up next. May I just say something about the World Cup?
Sure.
Soccer is stupid.
Okay.
The World Cup is stupider.
All right.
And I'll tell you why no one is watching next.
Oh.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
This month, we're teaming up with Pacifico to discover Arizona. Text AZ to 411923 for your chance to win a trip to the Grand Canyon, a two-day trip on the Grand Canyon Railway. That's AZ to 411923.
You should make your interns read that. I make the interns read those.
Why?
Because it gives them a little exposure. It helps them out, right? Gives them a little something. Make Lloyd read that.
Chad Benson is joining us in the studio. He's coming up at 6 o'clock. I love it. He's always got good ideas. The reason we're bringing Chad in is I want him to yell at me. So, here's the reason.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, Chad.
Greatest sport on earth. Period. Case closed.
You've been keeping up with this cup thing in the world and all that.
Yeah.
What is it called?
The World Cup.
I got it. The World Cup.
The cup thing.
And the finals are this week, and it's going to take place in Russia.
Yeah, Russia. Okay. Huge. I'm going to be there. It's going to be massive.
So what is it? Croatia and somebody else.
Croatia and France.
Okay. Here's my take on soccer, and my honest take. I don't think anybody wants to play it. I think soccer is the only sport that you're forced to play by your parents.
Kids are playing it faster than any other sport out there. It's growing at a rate you can't believe, and it's huge. And it's growing, and we weren't a nation of soccer. We were a nation of baseball. Kids aren't thrilled by baseball. I mean, my son, he played, you know, baseball one season. Like, this is boring. Mm. But I didn't push him to play soccer. He likes soccer, but he prefers to play basketball and football.
Even guys our age, though, when we were back in school, I think most of us wanted to play football. And mom and dad were like, yeah, you're not playing football. You're going to break your leg. It wasn't about concussions.
Yeah. It's about
your
knees.
You're going to break your knee. Yeah.
Your ankles and knees.
So you have to play soccer. Well, I don't want to play soccer. Well, you got to do something. You can't play football. And now now I'm going to play soccer.
And now they're finding soccer, you get more concussions. And Chad, you played.
True.
You played in Europe for years.
Were you a professional soccer player?
I did. I played.
Did you do the corner kick thing and all that?
I did all of it. Yeah, they make us do all of those things.
Did you play with Beckham?
I did not. You know what? I saw Beckham play. He was a little bit younger than me, but I remember seeing him play. The guy who managed them, who found all these kids, they called him Alex Ferguson, the great English manager, Scottish manager who managed England. Fergie's fledglings. He had a bunch of young kids who were superstar, and Beckham was the pick of the lot.
Your beard is nicer than his, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, but his six-pack is a little a smidge better. Right. A smidge better than mine.
You have a one-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say soccer is growing. I've heard this for my whole life. I'm 44. I keep hearing it's supposed to be, you know, this huge thing. And
the World Cup comes,
it seems like,
hey, more and more kids are playing soccer. More and more kids are playing.
Remember a couple of years ago when America was in the World Cup,
yeah,
right? Here at the office and all over offices, you know, around the country, they were shutting down.
Yeah.
Because people wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, well America's not
people,
in it.
Though. I think it
just
was
everyday
younger
people.
Everybody.
Right?
I think it was younger hipster doofuses.
And no, here's
the
thing. Millennials are watching this, and that's the generation they're going for. They're watching video games, and they're watching this sport, and it's growing, and that's the market you need. When you look at something like football or baseball, and you look at the age range of baseball, though, that audience is dying out. The audience is replacing it is this younger generation. They're watching baseball.
Right.
They're watching soccer, and they're playing video games.
Chad Benson's joining us. He used to play pro soccer in Europe. You've got the World Cup this weekend. I just think that most people don't really choose that game. I think their parents say, you can't play football, so you got to play soccer. Here's how I'm going to watch the World Cup. I'm going to DVR it, and then I'm going to push fast forward so I could at least see some action.
You know, it's funny. Everybody always says that. And my son jokes, and I said, do you know the NFL, do you know how long an actual play, if you add up all of the plays of actual time played, it's about 7 minutes. The rest of it's standing around.
I heard
around.
Baseball was 19.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. It's 90 minutes they're doing something.
And 90 minutes of nothing, though.
That's what you say. That's what you say, 90 minutes of nothing. But you love baseball. You love softball. You love all of those things.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sitting around. It's a lot of standing around. And soccer is a different thing. And it's amazing to watch. It's amazing to play. And these guys are like anything else. They're athletes, like basketball players. The athletic ability on this thing. And to run, they're going to run 8, 10 miles. They're going to cover it at high speeds. And this
but
weekend,
I don't like to watch people run and, like, you know, they're just running up and down, or it's track, or I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
You like standing around.
I like to stand around.
Yeah.
No, I like to stand around. No, no. He likes to sit.
Yeah, sit around.
Sit around. Yeah.
That's a solid sport.
So, Chad, tell us from your perspective, because we have heard every single year since the time we were 70, and we're all about the same age in this room.
Yeah.
From the time we were little, soccer's going to be big. Soccer's going to be big. It's going to be the next big thing. Next big thing. That was 40 years ago. Why hasn't it become as popular as, say, the NBA?
It is. Well, first of all, worldwide, it's not even. It's basketball second. Soccer globally is still
correct,
the biggest.
Correct. I'm just talking about
here,
in America.
It is. If you look at the numbers, if you look at the MLS, if you look at what's being poured into the MLS, it's now stable. They're all making money. The franchise is worth a lot more. A lot more people are buying into franchises. It is stable. It's big. It's bigger than the NHL. It's numbers wise. It's growing. It's taking on things like Major League Baseball and more than holding its own. And it's getting there. It took some time, but the reality is it's the United States Soccer Federation got in its own way and really hurt the sport along the way. And it's still not helping the sport the way it should, but it's here now and it's not going anywhere. And it's going to be a sport that more and more kids are playing.
Even though the concussion thing has come up. That
in soccer now,
in
too.
In soccer, right.
In every sport, I think, the concussion thing. Hockey's the same way. I mean, you know, my little brother is just signed his first, major junior. He's moving up to Canada and to go play there.
British Columbia or something?
Yeah, and he's a stud, but, you know.
Play soccer?
You know, he plays ice hockey.
Hockey.
Plays
same
hockey.
Thing. They're looking at all of these things, the concussion syndromes and all of these things, because they want to know how it plays out across the board. But the one thing about soccer, they've addressed it. Now, at practice, until you're 13 or 14, you can't even head the ball. That's against the rules in practice. You can in the game, but not in practice.
Did you ever do that headbutt thing with the ball and all that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. They also, some of the things
I used to fake that. I used to go up for the ball so people thought I was tough, and I'd miss it on purpose because I knew it was going to hurt.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of player I was.
Yeah. So, and in life. So who do
That's not nice.
Who do you have from France or Croatia?
Croatia has been the cardiac kids. They've gotten through in extra time, and they've won in penalty kicks. They beat Russia, the host, in penalty kicks. They just beat England. It has been a great run for them, but it comes to an end. France, which, by the way, should scare everybody who likes soccer, is the youngest team
at the
World Cup.
That's the first time anybody's ever said that about that country.
Yeah. They are amazing. They have a kid by the name of Kylian Mbappe, who is everything he's cracked up to be, and then some. And by the way, his team just paid $250 million to purchase his rights. That's how good he is. He's only 19 years old. He is a superstar, and he's a bit of LeBron and a bit of Pele, and he's fun to watch because it's like he's playing at the park. I think France runs out 3-1 winners.
All right, Chad Benson. Played some pro soccer in Europe, and you're going to come up tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yep, we're going to talk about stuff.
Great. Chad Benson, everybody, in about 20 minutes. Coming up next, the Trump Tracker with Mac and Gatos.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, end of every week, we do the Trump Tracker. Mac, you ready to go? You got a hit and a miss? Are you all set? All right, fantastic. Hits. What's a good thing Trump did this week?
All right. As we said today, 12 Russians indicted in the Russia scandal saga, the Mueller investigation. No word of the president. No word of any Republicans. So that for him is a hit that whether you believe it or not, whether you want it or not, whether you think he had anything to do with it, his name has not come up directly with a smoking gun in the Russia investigation.
Because Russia basically have everything known to the Democratic Party.
Right.
And no American is involved, just 12
Correct.
Russians.
Right. Miss. All right, the miss for this week is once again the Trump administration missed their deadline to reunite children with their parents. And now we are hearing about the horror stories that some parents have left and have forgotten or not requested their children. We have heard that the Trump administration is trying to defend their decision. Look, you can't defend the children based on, well, we took them away from a child abuser. You didn't know that before you did it. So the means still doesn't justify the ends. Just reunite the kids and stop missing the deadlines, please.
You're listening to the Trump Tracker. We do this every Friday at about 5:50. Our weekly hits and misses for President Donald Trump. All right, my turn. So Trump went to Brussels and smacked everybody on the nose at the NATO meetings. I like that. A lot of people say, oh, we embarrassed America. Oh, my goodness, did you see how we treated Germany? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is why people voted for the guy. To go over there and smack, you know, smack somebody in the nose and say, hey, you know what? We're paying for everything. And, you know, Trump does things very differently. And he wasn't over there to make nice. He was over there to get a deal done. So I don't mind that he went over there and, he wasn't very pleasant. And I'm fine with that.
Miss.
I don't think it was a bad week for Trump. But his miss, I would say, is very minor. It has to do with meeting the Queen. He was 10 minutes late. He made her wait.
He also walked in front of her at one point.
You don't
walk in front of royalty.
What are you going to do? Hey, you know what we got coming up?
Sounds of the week. The good, the bad, the ugly. All in 2 minutes to make sure you kick off your weekend the right way.
The fun and frivolity.
Fun and frivolity as well. So until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program.
The Sounds of the Week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com. Delta has banned from their flights Pitbull. I love Pitbull.
Don't stop the party. I hate to stop the party right here. Delta has banned pit bulls, not the guy pit bull.
Dogs?
The dog. It'd be more interesting if they banned pit bull because what airline doesn't want a party? Yeah, see? A scuba diver.
What's a scuba diver?
I don't know. Actually found an iPhone lost at sea for 2 days after someone texted it and it lit up on the bottom of the sea.
There's no roaming down there.
Joining us now, as he does about once a month or so, Adam Carolla.
Is this the new type of protest that we're seeing? People going into public and looking for members of Trump's cabinet and taunting them?
Well, I thought the adage was, when they go low, we'll go high, not when they go low, we'll get high and chase them into an Arby's and scream at them.
Who did you go to school with that is now famous? Marie, who did you go to school with?
Cindy Crawford.
Can I take a guess that she didn't get many dates?
She actually dated the captain of the football
team.
Couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah. Teresa, who'd you go to high school with?
Demi Moore.
You think she had a lot of work done, right?
Yes, she had a lazy eye and braces.
See, I knew it.
You didn't know about the lazy eye part.
I heard about
the lazy eye. Former governor and Mac and Gato's political insider, Jan Brewer, joins us, as she does at least once a week. Who's the most famous person you went to school with, Governor?
Oh, good question,
besides
Matt.
Besides yourself.
Like,
oh, my gosh. The Smothers Brothers.
The what?
The Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers Brothers? Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Sounds like...